You know, last night when I couldn't sleep, I was watching some videos. And this one was of a lion. This lion was surrounded by 20 to 30 hyenas. And they were moving closer, and they were moving closer. And they kept picking, getting his rear end, and getting him to turn around so another one could attack him. And they just kept doing this. And this is a full-size male lion. It's not like it's a cub. And he wasn't the weak in the pack. He was just caught. And he's roaring at him, and he's growling at him, and he's swatting at him. And he takes on a couple by the head. And just about when it looked like it was all over, the camera was focused on the fight that was happening at hand. Every hyena in there stopped and looked. And in came another lion. See, they'll come after one, but they can't take two. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the body of Christ. When we roar, we are the lion, and we are not in this fight alone. Do not forget that. No matter what comes out of D.C., no matter what comes out of Europe or anywhere else, we are not alone in this fight. It may look like we're surrounded right now by a bunch of laughing hyenas, but I'm here to tell you right now, all it took was the presence of that other lion. He was a smaller lion. But the cameraman focused in on the two lions as they walked away, and they were rubbing heads. They were just, hey, high five, you know, give them a hug, whatever. Appreciate the backup there, you know. So I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, our God's not dead. What's happening in this world right now? Amen. You better give God glory. Amen. Aren't you glad we've got the book of Revelation? If you read some of it, you've got an idea of what's going on. Just saying. I'll tell you a little bit about that here in a few minutes. Let's bless the tithe and offering, shall we? Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we are thankful and we are grateful that Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Father, and just the mere roar of that lion was enough to send the enemies running. Father, we stand here as part of your body. We stand here as a lion. And now, Father, we honor you with our tithes and our offerings, Father. As your servant, I bless them according to your word, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that our barns may not have room to receive. Bless the gift and the giver in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated, and the super kids are dismissed. Now, I said that about Revelation because as I was doing a little bit of looking up some facts that I needed and wanted, one of them was about when the Bible was canonized. And, you know, it was actually canonized over between 170 AD and about 500 AD. So it was a long period of time, but there's at least up until 397 AD, the book of Revelation was not in the Bible. It was not considered.